Hallelujah. Is there somebody ready to worship tonight? Is there somebody really ready to worship tonight? I'm sure you've been loaded with back-to-back word ministration from Thursday. When did it start? Thursday, wow. So I'm sure you guys are already pumped up on the momentum, right? But honestly, the world is moving so fast. We're in the age of disruption. So fast. A lot of us are heading in directions that we don't even know. We're just moving. The presence of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, the infilling of the Holy Spirit is very key to achieving any measure of success. And success, as defined by me, is just making heaven. Is there that same words? Welcome thou faithful servant. Beyond what you see on social media, beyond the pressure you guys have put yourself in, I mean, this is the age of comparison. A lot of things going down on social media. Oh, my friends has made it before me. Oh, this guy has done his master's. I'm still chilling with my ND. I mean, a lot of people even take it to the extreme. I mean, they post with people's houses. Goodness. The house that you did not build. That is the age we have. The power of the Holy Spirit, the presence of the Holy Spirit is very instrumental to you achieving any success. You know, I forbid reading profiles and all of that when they read profiles, long profiles. He's done this, he's done that. Who am I? We are nothing. It's the God in us that makes us to do what we do. So tonight, as we lift our voice in worship, I want you to free up your mind. I want you to be less conscious of self. Be less conscious of who you are. Be less conscious of what you've achieved. Be less conscious of what you've done. Be less conscious of whether you feel good enough or not. And release yourself to your maker. In this few minutes I'm going to spend with you. As we lift our voice in worship together. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Can we all lift our hands to Jesus? Please, let me raise the keys. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Can you open your mouth and sing to God in your own language? Oh, hallelujah, lega ma son ta ya na ba so de mo lega sha na ba ku le ge bo so ta ya na 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 li so pra ye le ge bo sa ta re ya lo pra so pa ya na 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 ba ku le ge bo sha ya. Hey, come on, can you speak to God in your language, speak in tongues? Oh, hear your voice, everybody. You're hidden glory in creation. In creation. Now revealed.
Now revealed
in you. One more time. You're the one.
What a beautiful name.
What a beautiful name.
What a beautiful name, Jesus. The name.
This is the verse I like so much.
You didn't want ever without me.
So Jesus.
So Jesus, you run ever. My sin was great, but your love was greater.
My sin was greater.
Your love was greater. What can separate us now?
One more time.
You didn't want heaven without me.
Heaven without
me. So Jesus, you brought heaven down.
Jesus, you brought heaven down.
My sin was great, but your love was greater.
My sin was great, but your love was greater.
What can separate us? What a powerful name!
What a
powerful
name!
Hey. What a powerful
name!
What a powerful
name!
Nothing can stand against.
What a powerful
name! What a powerful name!
What a powerful name!
What a powerful
name! The name of
Jesus!
What a powerful name!
What a powerful name!
What a powerful name!
Now listen, that could not hold you, the veil stand before you, you silence.
Most
of sin, the heavens are roaring, the praise of your glory, for your reign.
What a glorious name.
What a glorious name.
Nothing can stand against.
Nothing can stand against.
What a glorious name.
The name.
The name.
Bring it.
What a powerful name.
Come on, shout the name of Jesus.
What a powerful name.
Nothing can stand against.
Nothing can stand against.
What a powerful name.
Let's go. The name of Jesus.
Everybody, so it's a wonderful, marvelous, how the works are. wonderful, marvelous, wonderful, marvelous, how the world, great, hey, 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 wonderful, marvelous, hey, hey, everybody. What manner of man is Jesus?
Hallelujah.
What manner of man is Jesus?
Hallelujah.
Yes, he made the blind to see.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he made the lame to walk.
Hallelujah.
Oh my God. He gave you peace of mind.
Hallelujah.
He gave you bread of life.
Hallelujah.
Hey, hey.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Listen, you have captured my heart. Consumed my heart with you. Everybody, you sir.
You have
captured
my heart.
My heart.
Hey.
If all I say is Jesus,
if all I say,
say.
Jesus,
call his name,
Jesus,
call his name,
Jesus,
that's all I know. If all I say,
if all I say, Jesus,
call his name,
Jesus, Jesus, that's all I know.
One more time. You have captured my heart. So you have
captured
my heart.
My heart.
Consumed
my heart with your love.
Everybody do say.
You have captured,
captured
my heart.
Consumed
my heart with your love. Everybody,
we lift your name up.
We lift your name, Jesus. Can you speak to me in your own words? Can you worship him in your own words? I'm not singing for you. I'm not performing for you. I have no time for that. Can you speak to him in your own words? Can you worship him in your own voice? Enough of us singing songs that you know. Sing your own song to Jesus.
Lord, I worship you. And I give you all the glory. For you have made all things well.
That's a prophecy for somebody.
For you have made all things well. For you have made all things well. For the Lord has made all things well for you. We worship you, Jesus, from everlasting to everlasting. Your name is worthy to be praised and exalted.
Of success. I understand that song from a very different perspective. As an outreach person, I understand what it means to confront territories, atmospheres, clouds. This is where we have a real problem in the third world. We have a huge, thick cloud of darkness, transgenerational darkness. That's why it seems as if when we get abroad, one of my best moments is doing ministry abroad. It seems as if you just operate under an open heaven. You now wonder, with the amount of atrocities that go on in this terrain, why is this place so open? We have an issue of generational wickedness, and it has not stopped. In my life, in this time, it's still ongoing. But you know the good news? The power of Jesus. The power in Jesus' name. Somebody's not excited here. The power in Jesus' name. I have this practice. You know, I drop the single door in the week. God over everything. I don't know if you've seen it. Anytime I step down from any aircraft to any country, once my feet touches the ground, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Everywhere the sole of my feet shall step, you have given me as an inheritance. Break it down. So when we say, on Christ the solid rock we stand,
every other ground. Every other ground. When we say ground, every other system that is contrary to the kingdom system. Every other name that speaks that is not the name of Jesus. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Any other, whether monarchy, any other form of government that is not government as ordered by God himself is sinking time. This is the problem confounding nations of the world. The UN receipts from now to the kingdom come looking for peace. Except the whole world submits to the lordship of Jesus Christ, there won't be peace. So God is waiting for you, young people. He's waiting for you. An army is being raised. I just came in from Upper Femoral University speaking to about 400 youths this morning. An army is being raised right now. God is looking for remnants. I pity you guys. In our own days, we still met some little, well, you might call it religion, we still met some form of seriousness in the kingdom. Right now, there's no time Christianity is being threatened like now. As in, within my, I mean, if you're born in the late 70s to early 80s, you are the bridge generation that saw the SUs, the evangelicals, and the new model Pentecostals. We saw that whole fire give way to warmth and now lukewarmness. And now it's even almost becoming what? Cold. But God is waiting for you. God is waiting for young people who will stand and say, every other ground is sinking sand. We fly the name of Jesus anywhere and everywhere we go. It beats me. It makes me angry when everything that influences our world does not come from the church. Innovation, not from the church. Digital disruption, not from the church. From the lens of entertainment, not from the church. Media and governance, not from the church. And all we do is do what? We play catch up. When their work is done, we now start running. What can we do? This thing is already affecting us. I hate that word called engaged culture. We are raised to influence culture, not engage culture. We are not called to catch up. A Jesus generation needs to arise. And from here, young people like Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego that will not bow down to the civilization of Babylon, what you call civilization at that era, just the way it is right now. I said, no, anything that defies the name of the God of Israel, we will not. People like Joseph, who as a slave brought solutions that not only saved Egypt, saved the nation of Israel and the entire world. We are the solution makers in this generation. We are they. We are they. We are they. Nigeria has perennial problems. Governance, another issue entirely. I came into this place, I was sad. This should have been the center of research, big time research. Moribund. Practically dead. Where is that Jesus generation? Where are those young people that will fly the flag of Jesus, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, we draw inspiration from heaven and bring solutions that even atheists will say, I don't know this God this guy is talking about, but if it's the result I'm seeing from this guy, I think I love this God. I think I love this God, because that was what Joseph was in Egypt. Hunger was to wipe the world. But this young man created a system. The system we practice till today. When you go to Adrekiti, towards Afe Babala University, you see that grain. Federal Grain Reserve. When you go outside Abuja, towards Makurdi, you see those silos. Federal Grain Reserve. From Joseph. Still being practiced till the present day. Transgenerational solutions. Young people, you have to wake up. You guys have to what? Wake up. Christianity is not cliche. It's not a club. It's not a social clique. No. I know a lot of you were born into Christianity. In our own days, we were not born into Christianity. Our parents were not Christian. We made up our mind to be Christians. But a lot of kids right now were born into Christianity. So it's a way of life. This is the only life I know. All my friends are in church. They are Christians. But the power, carrying a form of godliness, but Bible students. Carrying a form of godliness, but what? Power. The differentiating factor between you and that guy speaking Christianese is the power. It's the power. I'm looking for those bankers who would have seen the recession in 2000, maybe far back 2001. And scribble solutions to governance. This thing is coming. This is how we can navigate to mitigate this problem. We are looking for doctors who can not only pray for the sick, but can raise the dead. In this generation, in the last days, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as what? Chief. That's what I'm talking about. It will happen, whether with you or without you. May it not be without you. Oh, these guys don't get what I'm saying. I said, may it not be without you. Whether you like it or not, it will happen. A remnant generation is arising. And I'm one of them. I'm proudly one of them. People will say no. Because right now, there's no black, there's no white. Everything is what? Shades of gray. The devil telling us right now, when you are even witnessing to your friends, don't mention heaven and hell. Don't scare them. Just tell them about the love of God. God loves you so much to a limit. If you miss the timeline he has set for you, may you not end up there where you're not supposed to end up. That is the gospel that is not being preached right now. Just tell us. Just talk about the love of God. Just talk about the liberty you have. Liberty without limits is bondage. Our liberty has limits. These are gospels we don't hear again, but I will tell you. Some of you need to sit down with the Holy Spirit and rediscover your life. Discover your purpose. It's not just sufficient for you to be moving. You need to know the direction you are heading. You need to find purpose all over again. For a lot of young people right now, I mean, I do a lot of counseling. What you hear is, I'm even confused. I'm confused. A whole lot of confusion. Confused people walking the streets in leadership, fortunately. Because you think this today, you open Instagram tomorrow morning, Instagram tells you something else. Away from this pulpit, many platforms are preaching bigger messages than this pulpit in this era. This is why the Jesus generation needs to arise. In creative media, people who will make the world to become what? Flesh. Turn the world to movies, to radio shows, to fashion styles, to all kinds of human expression. That is the Jesus generation arising. Please take another part. Just finished a conference some 2 weeks ago. Okay, you were there. And one of my friends came and he talked about new money. We were like, what is new money? We were supposed to be talking about revival. What is new money? And he did an analysis for us. And it was like, the church of now is sitting on old money. Oil and gas money. Banking money. Trade money. Commerce. In the digital generation, how many of them have come from the church? We've seen billionaires arise. So fast. Digital disruptors. How many of them are from the church? Question. How many of them? These guys are known, a lot of them known Satanists. A lot of them, Scientologists. Church of Christian Science. A form of godliness. Shades of Christianity. But not according to Jesus Christ. These are the guys that are custodians of the new money. I'm sure you've seen coins all over the place. Bitcoin, Facebook woke up and said it's going to create a world coin. How many of these innovations is coming from us? So the wealth we even think we have now as a church, as the kingdom, the church of God, God forbid, in the next 10, 20 years, God forbid, when I see the likes of Tesla, the innovation coming from Tesla, have you seen the new stuff the guy has done? He has created solar panel roofs, roofing sheets, cheaper than your regular roofing sheets. We are all going to pay that guy for like the next 200 years when he's dead. Is it from your church? Is it from my church? Those are custodians of the new wealth that we are supposed to possess to fund the expansion of the gospel of Jesus across this world. So young people, wake up. I'm telling you, wake up. If you move around the world a lot, you will see and you'll be like, hey, what's happening in the church? Wake up. Some of you need to sit down with the Holy Spirit. Just call unto me and I will show you what great and unsearchable things that you need. There are innovations that are yet not, that this world has not known, waiting for you, waiting for me. Only if we decide to focus and download from the realm of the Spirit. We talk about the children of Issachar who have an understanding of what times and seasons. They don't just have the understanding. They know. And they know what to do. Our present day church, we understand times and seasons, just like we are sharing. Knowing what to do is now a problem. Is there somebody tonight that wants to dig deeper? As in, dig deeper to the realm of the spirit. Is there somebody tonight that is tired with status quo? I'm just tired of existing. I want to make something happen for Jesus. Through me, let this world hear the name of Jesus. I hope you understand that Jesus, you mentioned Jesus on CNN, is bigger than all the pulpits in the world combined together once. What's that footballer's name? That guy, that was one guy that was interviewed, that CNN had to shut down. CNN had to shut down, yeah? Stephen what? Basketball, right? CNN had to shut down. Because they tried to untwist this guy to say, no, are you saying there are no skills? You've not developed some competencies that has made you to be an exceptional basketballer? I said, no, I'm all that I am. And he did it like three times. They had to shut down because the world right now, they don't have a problem with God. Every religion acknowledges God. Where they have a problem is what? Jesus Christ. For the Father has highly exalted him and has given him the name that is above, that the name of Jesus, every of things, this is where every other religion has a problem with Christianity. Unfortunately, that is the message the modern era, we call it the post-Christian generation, is taking off our churches. Just talk about the love of God. Tone down Jesus Christ so that you don't offend other religions. Political correctness. I'm living to be scripturally correct, not politically correct. So some of you, like I told all my volunteers, some of you are going to confront big time systems, especially for some of you that will live abroad. A lot of you that will go study abroad. We are still very religious down here, but over there, for as many of you that God are going to send to nations, you will confront systems that are already, the Antichrist is not here yet, but a system is already in operation. But the Jesus generation needs to arise before the rapture happens. The Jesus generation needs to arise before what? Is there somebody tonight that is proposing his heart to be a part of this Jesus generation? That is proposing his heart to be a part of this remnant? Is there somebody tonight? Under this